This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And it's going to be a rip-roaring good time tonight as we wade into all kinds of big things. Do you remember? You remember that Secretary of State and New York Senator? What's her name? Starts with an H. Oh, Hillary Clinton. Well, you may have noticed she's been in the news a little bit lately. And we're going to talk about New York Senator Hillary Clinton in depth in just a couple minutes. I'm very excited about this. I have one of the great guest spots I've ever had in my life, and I'm going to play it for you now, explaining a bunch of things about the Hillary Clinton Sussman trial that's going on. We have that, Hunter Biden's laptop. We have an Air Force base holding drag queen story hour. More drag queens. Apparently it's drag night here on the Jesse Kelly Show. More drag queens at an Iowa high school. It's not only in New York. It's all over the place these things are happening. Joe Biden getting us into World War III. We have audio from the World Economic Forum that's going on now. And we're going to bring up something a little older. I'm not going to get to this quite yet. I'll probably get to this 20, 30 minutes from now. Just, you remember when billionaire international sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, you remember when he killed himself in jail. You remember that, right? Look, it was just a miraculous night when the cameras stopped working and the guards took a nap and then he killed himself. You do remember that, right? And you remember, we've been talking about this more and more recently, how Bill Gates, he's just become one of the most powerful voices in the world. For everything, he's on every news program. You can't escape him. If you got a problem with hunger, go to Bill Gates. You want to talk about vaccines, go to Bill Gates. It's just Bill Gates, Bill Gates, Bill Gates. Do you remember right after Jeffrey Epstein died and Bill Gates got interviewed on TV? And you remember this moment?
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, in general, you always have to be careful.
We'll come back to that in just a little bit. That and much, much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here, because it's one of the most important things happening. In fact, in my opinion, it is the most important thing happening in the world today. You have different things that are important for your city, different things that are important for your country, different things that are important for your state. Worldwide, the biggest thing happening right now, according to me, is Western governments turning against their own citizens. This has not happened before. This is not just happening in the United States of America. It's government after government after government in the West turning against their own citizens. And this has been happening now for, 10, 20 years. I woke up this morning. You know what I was thinking about? You know what brought back to mind? Remember when there were all these refugees flooding out of Syria and all these heavily Islamic countries? And you remember they started committing acts of terror in places like Germany and France. And ISIS, this is when ISIS was hot and heavy, ISIS came out, not hidden, not some hidden internet video. ISIS said very boldly, very publicly, oh yeah, we're going to use the refugees to get terrorists into Europe. And they did. And look, I know this sounds like distant memory. Just hang with me. I'm going to make this applicable here in a second. And we had things like you probably don't remember, or maybe you blocked it from your mind. I hope you have the Bataclan theater attack that happened in Paris, France, and the things that happened within that theater. Most people don't know the details. They're horrific of what happened. It's really, really ugly. And yet the leaders of France and leaders of Germany, leaders of places like Sweden, they looked at all these terrorist attacks and they still just said, nope, doors are wide open, flood the country with refugees. And I remember thinking back then, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, we're at a place now where European countries, their leaders hate their own people and they're turning against them on purpose. And now we've obviously brought that home here. We've brought that here. That's what we have here. And the United States of America, we have leadership. It goes way beyond Joe Biden. This is the administrative state, the leaders of the United States of America, between government, education, media, entertainment, sports. The leaders of our culture hate the country and they've decided you're the enemy. That's unprecedented. And right now, the World Economic Forum, they're meeting over in Switzerland. Davos or Davos, I don't know how to say it. I don't speak Switzerland, Chris. Anyway, look, hey, Chris, I speak one language, well, two languages.
Buenas tardes.
And that's pretty much it. That means I hope you had a delicious dessert in Spanish. Anyway, right now the World Economic Forum is meeting. Now, who's over there? Well, we have everyone who's everyone. Or what's that saying? Anyone who's anyone? We have world leaders. We have billionaires. Americans, Germans, French, Swiss. You name it, the Western leaders are over there. We got senators. Here's Senator Manchin from West Virginia.
Let me speak about Ukraine first. What Putin's war on Ukraine and Ukraine.
Yeah, so that's Manchin over there. But what are they discussing? Why are they there? They flew in all these private jets and they fly into this fancy town and they're at their fancy hotels eating fancy steaks. But why are they all getting together? Well, here's the truth. They're all getting together to figure out how to attack you. All these people who are gathered right now, it's happening as we speak, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, these people are gathered and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of those annoying freedoms you love so they can finally rule the world as kings and queens and do as they please. But who's in the way of that? Who's in the way of that? Is it the military of their nations? No, they command the military. Is it the entertainment industry of their various countries? No, all the entertainers say the same thing. Is it the media? Are they worried about too much media? Gosh, they're so comfortable with the media, they allow the media into the events. They broadcast these things. There is one thing and one thing only keeping these people from ruling the world as they please. And they know it. And you know what that one thing is? You. You're the problem, you see. The Western leaders don't sit down and wring their hands over what to do about communist China. They don't. Most of these people are rich from China. They sit down and they wring their hands about what to do about you. You've become a big problem, a very big problem. This guy, I mean, I want you to listen to this person. This is Alibaba president Michael Evans is his name, J. Michael Evans. I want you to listen to this person, and I want you to keep in mind your carbon, you, human being you are carbon. Listen.
We're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's... where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
That certainly sounds like something that'll work out well, right? The people who believe that you're poisoning the environment every time you eat a cheeseburger, don't worry. They've got a way they can monitor that for you. Oh, surely, you had a driving allowance of 30 miles today. It shows here on our carbon tractor. You went 35. Shirley, I'm sorry. you are now taxed your meat ration for the rest of the week. Don't laugh. That's how this stuff ends up. What are these people meeting to discuss? Well, I don't know, things like this.
The reality is that political resolve to fight COVID is waning. Popular support for measures is waning. You know, people are over COVID. The problem is it's not done with us, but we're in danger of losing this moment for transformative change. And let's face it.
Hold on. What'd she just say? Cause, man, maybe my headphones are wrong. Did she just say the whole COVID pandemic they tried to scare you to death about? That she's scared too. She's scared it might go away because we're in danger of losing the moment? What moment is she talking about? I'll tell you what, we're not only going to dig into that moment she's talking about next. I have an email, a private email sent to me that is going to knock your socks off about what's happening right now. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back to do that. Oh, I also have to tell you about $90. Would you like to save $90? You've heard of My Slippers, right? From MyPillow. My Slippers, they're the greatest things ever. He took over 2 years to develop them. They have three different cushioning system. It's called a three-tier cushioning system. You wear them all day inside and out. If the wife's around the house, she never takes hers off. And it helps her knee pain, back pain. They're that good. They're that supportive and that comfortable. Right now, they're $90 off. 90. Buy them. If you don't like them, fine. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You do not have to take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $90 off My Slippers. Maybe you're driving. That's fine. Call 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544, okay?
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You know what? Don't get your hopes up, but I may end up taking some calls later on. They'll probably be fun calls. I'm in a fun mood. I'm a fun guy, Chris. I consider myself to be a bit of a Renaissance man. I actually don't, I've never been really clear on what that exactly that means, but I consider myself one big time. Big time. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to read you an email that was sent to me anonymously. I know who it is, but obviously I'll protect, I always protect identities, even on the death threats. Your name never gets read here unless you tell me it gets read. I'm the last person on earth who actually believes in privacy. I have an email from the belly of the beast I'm going to read to you in just a minute. But just I want to focus on this. Again, the World Economic Forum, all the world's elites, they're meeting as we speak. This is Helen Clark. I'm going to play this for you again, and I want you to pay attention very closely because there is nothing more dangerous going on in the world today than these people meeting to decide how to get rid of your pesky freedoms.
The reality is that political resolve to fight COVID is waning. Popular support for measures is waning. You know, people are over COVID. The problem is it's not done with us, but we're in danger of losing this moment for transformative change. And let's face it, people are still dying in significant numbers every day. People are still developing long COVID every day. Low-income countries are horribly, horribly under-vaccinated. We've got issues here and now.
She's worried about losing the moment, you see. You see, this is their moment. What moment is that? Well, it's their moment when there's pain and misery and fear. It's their moment to get rid of you and your pesky, annoying freedoms that's holding the world back. Look, this is the moment. We don't have time left. You can trust John Kerry on climate change.
You can run around the planet, and there isn't any country on the planet that isn't feeling and living the impacts of the climate crisis. Droughts, fires, mudslides, floods, storms with greater intensity that comes from the increased moisture coming from the ocean, which comes from the increased heat going into the ocean, because 90% of the warming of the planet goes into the ocean.
By the way, I don't know if you've heard, but
John Kerry and I were pretty much scientists. The increased moisture coming from the ocean, that's causing all those droughts. I know, it gets confusing, but just trust us.
And the oceans, they are at risk. The chemistry changing faster than they have in millions of years.
I'm already bored. These people right now are meeting to decide how to handle you. Remember that. I have this email. It was too jaw-dropping to pass up, so I got to read it. And it is long. Just bear with me. Jesse, sorry for the length of this email. I would have drawn pictures to keep your attention if I could have. That's not nice. By the way, the email, the subject line is NYC MTA, Subway. Okay, Subway. I worked for one of the commuter rails in New York City. Besides the mayor destroying the city, the MTA has destroyed a once unbelievable career. I'm going to pause here for a moment and just understand at the back end of this, I'm going to tell you to move, okay? Just hang on. Hourly workers are constantly being harassed and threatened with discipline and termination while management screws things up on the regular with no accountability. That's not the worst part. Conductors are constantly being attacked and with no help from the company or the MTAPD. One conductor jumped onto the tracks to save a person that fell from the platform with her baby. Her head was split open and he sat there holding her head together waiting for the EMS. He was covered from head to toe in her blood and she ended up dying. Baby is fine. The woman had full-blown AIDS and now the conductor is undergoing months of treatment to hopefully stop the infection to him. He's on unpaid leave because the MTA view is that it was his decision to do what he did. So now no income for 3 months by trying to save someone's life. Another stopped a child from being abused on the train and is facing possible discipline because the man doing the abuse was embarrassed the cops were called. Another was smashed in the face by a passenger with the stem end of a pumpkin. She got 27 stitches and almost lost her eye. The MTAPD had the assaulter in custody the day before for attacking another conductor. They didn't even run her info. If they did, they would have seen the person had 7 outstanding arrests and the conductor would never have been assaulted. These are just a few things we deal with. The problem is there's nothing in this country like the job we do. There's no place for us to move to and live a normal life away from the tri-state communist corruption. The benefits in retirement are too good to let go of. Our union is always pushing those to donate to Democrats, so on and so forth. Sorry for the length of the email. I needed to vent. Listen to me. When I tell you to pack up and move, to balkanize, to leave and go to a place that shares your values, I want you to understand, I know that that's not possible for a lot of people, for a lot of different reasons, for family reasons, retirement reasons. Maybe you're like this guy. Maybe you're only qualified or think you're only qualified to work on the MTA. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But I am here to tell you something, and it is true. These states, New York, these cities, really, New York City, it's not about to turn around. It's not about to turn a corner. They're not just on the cusp of changing policies. Eric Adams got elected, made it out of the Democrat primary, in part because he was thought to be the tougher on crime guy. And what did I tell you was going to happen? Exactly what's happened. He got into office, and the powers that be don't actually let him do anything about the crime. Joe Biden is wholly beholden to the communists of the left. They all are now. AOC, she doesn't represent a district in New York. AOC is the face of the Democratic Party in the United States of America today. Don't believe me? See what happens when one of them gets crossways with her insane proposals. Your only defense, your only hope at some semblance of a normal existence now is to get out. You can sit around crossing your fingers that things are about to get better, but I promise you, they ain't. All right, that's enough of that. We have to talk about an elephant becoming a person, and that leads us actually in a pretty easy way right into Whoopi Goldberg. Hang on. Answer me.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. So keep on rocking me,
baby. Keep on rocking. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to talk to me, I mean, I guess you can talk at me. It's not really talking to me, but you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All are welcome. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All right, I promised you I had a story about an elephant.
And guess what? The fact is, our hearts are broken. My heart is broken that Joe Biden's the president, because look what's happened. In less time it takes to have a baby, they've screwed up the country.
Sorry. I accidentally pressed the button that played clips from The View when I was talking about elephants. That is my fault. Completely my bad. What, Chris? It's fine. We can make jokes. Happy the elephant. New York's high court to determine if the Bronx Zoo Asian elephant is a person. Now, obviously, this is a ridiculous story. I'm not going to spend any time on it. But do you ever get the feeling they're trying to get a rise out of us? Do you ever get that feeling? With all the talk going on in the world today, all the things going on in the world today, all the problems, endless crippling inflation, wide open border, we have Americans dying in droves because of this fentanyl crisis going on in the country. Problem after problem after problem after problem. And we actually have courts taking up valuable time to determine if an elephant is a person. I really genuinely want to know, do you think they're trying to get a rise out of us? I think they are. I do. I think they are. Sometimes I think they wake up every single morning and they're poking at us and poking at us and poking at us and poking at us, trying to get a rise out of us. Oh, speaking of problems, now this is a little long. It's very long, frankly. Senator Dan Sullivan, he was going through the energy problems. Because look, there's story. I mean, I have 8 million headlines here about we'll see higher energy prices, higher gas prices, higher energy prices, record energy prices. The stories are through the roof. Well, Dan Sullivan, senator, to his credit, just buckle up for this one. Ouch.
There has been a comprehensive hostility to the energy sector by this administration, not necessarily you, day one. I watch it every day. So you're saying we need to increase supply. Let me give you just the last 3 weeks. The Department of Interior, again, not you, announced that they're taking half of the National Petroleum Reserve set aside by Congress for oil and gas drilling in my state off the table. The most prolific oil reservoir in the world right now. Everybody who explores there finds billion barrel fields. Secretary Holland, your colleague, came to Alaska and announced half of it's off the table. That is not focused on increasing supply. It's the opposite. Let me give you another one. Last week, Cook Inlet Basin, okay, that's the other prolific oil and gas field in Alaska. At the last minute, the Biden administration canceled the lease sale. That is exactly the opposite of getting supply on the market. 3 weeks ago.
I actually don't know why I interrupted there. I never want you to be too far away from the sultry sounds of my voice. What, Chris? Anyway, he goes on.
The Council on Environmental Quality issued new NEPA rules. Everybody and their mother knows what they are. They're meant to delay energy projects. I read them in detail. This is the last 3 weeks. NPRA off the table, Cook Inlet lease sale canceled, and NEPA rules to kill the production of American energy. That's what you guys just did. Do you have a response to any of that? And I'd like details. And maybe you don't know. The Department of Interior is a disaster. They, from day one, and day one, President Biden came and said, oh, and we're going to stop anything in Anwar. He can't do that. The Congress of the United States said there shall be two lease sales in Anwar. President, day one, we're not going to do Anwar. Sorry, Mr. President, your job under the U.S. Constitution is to faithfully execute the law. The law says two lease sales.
Okay, but what are we going to do about it? And I'm not, by the way, I'm applauding Dan Sullivan for such a clear line of questioning, showing how they're crushing you. This is what you're feeling every time you get that energy bill now. And you're saying, what, I live in a 500 square foot apartment. How am I paying that? Every single time you get that now, understand this is being done to you on purpose by the Biden administration. And he said he can't do that. This violates the law. But here's the problem I have with the right. Here's the problem I have with the Republican Party. That has been what conservative has been my entire life. It has been, that's hypocrisy, or they can't do that. Well, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to impeach Joe Biden if we take back the House and Senate? In the midterms, are you going to impeach Joe Biden for violating the law of the land, as you just pointed out? And if the answer to that question is no, then actually, he can do that. You see, I can tell my sons all day long when I walk home, when I get in the door, don't you back talk to your mother. But then if they back talk to their mother and I don't do anything about it, they actually can back talk to their mother. That's just the truth. We have forever on the right allowed this intentional destruction of our country. And we've thought to ourselves, I don't know how we got to this place, but we've thought whining about it or pointing out the hypocrisy of it or something like that is in any way an effective strategy. These people are actively trying to destroy you because they believe they are higher than you. They believe they're of a higher class. You're the annoying middle class. You must be completely liquidated in order for them to gain total power. They've declared war on you, and all we can ever muster is, you can't do that. Listen to John Kerry one more time, and as you listen to this, as the old saying goes, remember, you are the carbon they want to reduce.
You can run around the planet, and there isn't any country on the planet that isn't feeling and living the impacts of the climate crisis. Droughts, fires, mudslides, floods, storms with greater intensity.
Just remember, as John Kerry speaks here, all these things he's talking about, all these disasters, he thinks they're your fault.
That comes from the increased moisture coming from the ocean, which comes from the increased heat going into the ocean, because 90% of the warming of the planet goes into the ocean. And the oceans, they are at risk. The chemistry changing faster than they have in millions of years. And you can't solve the problem of the oceans if you don't solve climate. You can't solve the problem of climate if you don't solve the ocean. And people need to understand that 51% of the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean. So we're dealing with a crisis here, folks. It's a crisis made by human beings.
Oh, whoa. Did you hear that last part? Remember what I just said? You are the carbon they want to reduce. It's not my saying, but I'm stealing it now. I think it's mine, Chris. I think put that on the website and then give me credit for it. Put that on the website and say, Jesse Kelly, and finish it off by saying,
Buenas tardes.
That's for everybody. You are the carbon they want to reduce. When they're over there, they're having these meetings and they're talking about how evil and disgusting the climate change is. They always finish it off. It's man who's doing it. And guess what? Not one of them are looking in the mirror and saying, it's me. They're all looking down their nose at you and saying, oh, it's them. All right. I have one of the great explaining interviews I've ever done in my entire life, and I'm going to play it for you in its entirety here in just a second. Before I do that, go get yourself 3 Eden Pure Thunderstorms. They're air purifiers, but they're not like the kind you're used to. They're just these little black boxes. They go right in the wall, doesn't hardly make any noise, cleans the air out, constantly making your home smell good, killing viruses, killing mold. I get emails every day thanking me for telling you about Eden Pure Thunderstorm. These things are amazing. Put it above that litter box and see what happens. Put it in the kitchen. Watch those smells go away. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse in the number 3. And that saves you $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you remember back in 2019 when former Secretary of State, former First Lady, former Senator from New York, Hillary Clinton, said this?
When the President of the United States, who has taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and by that, defend the American people and their interests, uses his position to, in effect, extort a foreign government for his own political purposes, I think that is very much what the founders worried about.
Tell you what, hang on to that for just a moment. Before I get into one of the most informative breakdowns I've ever played in my life, have you practiced with your weapon yet? Do you have your Mantis X system, and are you practicing in the comfort of your home? I know it's hot. I know ammo's expensive. I know gas is expensive. I know you have every reason in the world to not go to the range. So do I. Mantis X takes those reasons away. It attaches to your weapon. You practice inside of your home. It's what the Marines use. Special Forces, they're using Mantis X. You use Mantis X too. That'll get you better. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. All right? Don't hope you're ready if the worst happens. Make sure. MantisX.com. Now, back to the Hillary thing. I did a long interview on my TV show on the First TV tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. I pre-recorded this part of the interview. Well, I pre-recorded the whole interview. And it was so good, I had him cut it up for me. Because Margot Cleveland with The Federalist explains what's happening right now with the Durham trial. And I'm going to let Margot take off with it. This is very, very long. I'm going to let her go. She explained it better than I could. Here's Margot Cleveland.
A lot of people are hearing a lot of names right now. And because we have a disgusting, wretched media in this.
That's actually me. He's really handsome. I love that guy. That's Jesse Kelly.
This country, they don't understand who these people are. They're hearing words like Sussman and Durham, and they don't understand what's happening. So can you act like I just showed up here from Mars? Who are these people? What's happening right now?
Sure. So Durham is the special counsel who was appointed to investigate the investigators. So we had 5 years of Trump being the bad guy, and we had special counsel Robert Mueller looking into what he did and, of course, found nothing. And in the process, we came up with evidence that it was actually the FBI and the DOJ who were kind of pulling things. And we saw that first when they went to get a warrant on someone who was volunteering to help the Trump campaign named Carter Page. As this material started to come out, what happened was Attorney General Barr, William Barr, under President Trump, appointed John Durham to start with the investigation. And then he appointed him as a special counsel at the end. So far, John Durham, special counsel, has been digging into what has been going on. So it's probably about 4 years now. It is.
Just want to let you know, yes, you're still listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, this is the longest audio cut I've ever played, but she's explaining it. So I'll let her keep going.
So complicated and so messy. We're just starting to get some trials out of it. So Michael Sussman is on trial now in a federal court in Washington, D.C. Michael Sussman had been an attorney for the firm of Perkins Coie, and he represented the DNC originally when they were hacked. But he also then started helping the Clinton campaign during the 2016 election. And what happened is he had a client named Rodney Jaffe, who was a tech executive connected to a lot of different tech companies. Jaffe and some other tech experts put together this theory that Donald Trump was communicating with Russia through Alpha Bank, which was a Russian bank. And Rodney Jaffe took this to Michael Sussman, who's now on trial, and said, hey, look at this. Michael Sussman then went to Mark Elias, who was another partner who was the head of the Clinton campaign's legal work. And together they then worked with Fusion GPS, which was this private investigative firm. So again, it's a mess. There's all these players. But what they did is they did a two-pronged attack. They took this Alpha Bank hoax, which it is. It was saying, oh yeah, there's a secret communication network using something called Trump.com or some kind of Trump connection. And they're communicating with Alpha Bank. They took that to the media. And Michael Sussman texted his buddy, James Baker, who was then the general counsel for the FBI. So we're talking really high up in the FBI.
Pause it real quick, Chris. Again, this is the Jesse Kelly Show. This is an interview that's going to run in its entirety tonight on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. Margot Cleveland is explaining the Durham-Sussman thing that's going on right now. It's complicated, and it can make your eyes glass over. It's important to understand what she's saying, though. All right, so just hang with me. I'll break it down again when she's done.
High up in the FBI. Michael Sussman texted him and said, hey, I've got some sensitive information that is time sensitive. Can you meet with me? James Baker said, yeah, absolutely. He meets with, oh, the text also said, I'm bringing this on my own behalf, not on behalf of a client. James Baker said, sure, and meets with Michael Sussman the next day, who in the introductory comments said, look, this is on my own behalf. I want the FBI to know this. This is going to hit the media. And then he hands over two thumb drives and I think three kind of academic papers saying, look at this data. It shows that Trump's communicating with the Alpha Bank, the Russia bank. Baker then takes this to one of the heads in the FBI, and then they start this investigation, which just happens to correspond with it coming out in the media. And what do you have? You have Hillary Clinton retweeting the article talking about Alpha Bank and Trump and pushing again this Russia collusion hoax. So that is kind of the details. But if you're like most people, you're like, okay, wait, there's so many players. I don't get it. What's the bottom line? Hillary Clinton authorized this. We got this in the Michael Sussman trial. She authorized this to be leaked to the media. She knew that this was not something that's been confirmed. And the people behind the scenes, Rodney Jaffe, knew it wasn't solid. They were coming up with ways to make it sound good. So why is Michael Sussman on trial? He's on trial for lying to James Baker when he took him this data and said, look, I'm coming here on my own. I'm not doing this for a client. When in fact, the evidence indicates he was there both for the Clinton campaign and for Rodney Jaffe.
That was a lot. I know it was a lot. Not something, by the way, this is Jesse Kelly back here live. What, Chris? It makes it sound more official. Sorry. Anyway, I know that was a lot. I'll try to dumb that down even more, but I thought she did a great job explaining it in a way that I hadn't heard explained. I feel like I understand it better now because there are so many different names and because we don't have a media, frankly, way too many of us, myself included, are not informed enough about the corruption taking place at the highest levels of the FBI. We're going to talk about that in just a second.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.